mitzvah matzah. The Rashi says, "Man kile imei chite mitchilas ketzir." His mother, when they started to cut down the wheat, mamish l'tzorech haPesach. She bedavka did it to l'shem mitzvah matzah l'tzorech haPesach. The yavdul l'shima mikora, and she did a shmir even b'shasta with cutting down the wheat. So this is what his mother did for him. So l'maisel alocha, we hold that the ikar din shmir is b'shas lisha. The shas, you're kneading the dough. As soon as you put the water into the dough, that's called the matzah. When you have the matzah, it's a mitzvah to watch it. It's interesting, though, but people are machmir metchila. We have mitzvah, though it's called matzah, shmura matzah, mishas ksira v'yelich. The maizah, there is a chumra that we're machmir, that the shmira should also be done mishas ksira. That means mishas, the goyim go down to cut down the wheat. Usually there's a mashkiach there. There's the Yisrael there watching the goyim cut down the wheat. And the mashkiach is there watching to make sure no water comes down on the wheat once it's cut off. And echlam, if water comes down, then they don't use that flour. That's usually the minig to buy shmura matzah. It's called miksir v'yelech. Now, it's interesting, these two dinim are two different halachas. The Chassam Sefer really asked me for a little kasha. The Chassam Sefer is that lalocha b'shashi making the matzah, it's a machlokes we're showing them, but we hold you can't have a goy make matzah. Even if a Yisrael is Oymer Agab of watching the goy make the matzah, it's no good. You don't need a Yisrael to make the matzah. And the pshat is because we hold making the matzah, you have to make it l'shmur. Just like when somebody writes a get, we can't have a goy write a get. A goy doesn't do things l'shmur. You only have to have a Yisrael making the get. Who are din b'shasti asiyas matzah, when they put the water into the dough to kneading it, a goy can't make matzah l'shmur. You don't need a Yisrael to make the matzah l'shmur. Like this in the Gemara. Hushmartem es matzah, the Rashi says, you have to make the shimur l'shmur. So new din, you have to have matzah l'shem, matzah has to be made, l'shem mitzvah matzah, you need after Yisrael to do it. So some say this, how come the minig is, nobody's makpe when they go down to buy the wheat from the farmer, that the Yisrael goes and drives the tractor and cuts down the wheat. That nobody does. Everybody lets the goyim there drive the tractors and cut down the wheat. Just the mashkiach is just there, oim agav of watching them, that no water, no rain comes on the wheat. If you hold with machmet to have a shmira b'shas tzira, why don't we have that the Yisrael should have to cut it down? And ask kavon l'shem mitzvah matzah. That's his aura. The chur of pshat is, though, that there are two different mitzvah dinim shmira here. This mitzvah, to make it l'shmur, it's only considered b'shas you have matzah. It's called, when you're making the matzah, you have to make it l'shmur. Just like when you have a get, when you go to write the get, you have to write it l'shmur. Now, when it was called we have a matzah here? Only b'shas lisha, when you have the dough. That's the beginning of the matzah. Before the dough, when you're cutting down the wheat is not called the matzah yet. So there's no mitzvah making the matzah then. There's no matzah then. That din that last Gemara, the Rebbe was makbid, or his mother was makbid, that's the stam as a heuristic alochem. The minyan to be careful when you're doing mitzvahs that no water should come upon it to make the vechimus. That stam is the heuristic alochem. You're supposed to be there just to watch it that no water is coming to make the chametz. That's not a din you're making the shmur. There's nothing there to make. There's no matzah there yet. You just have wheat. You're not making wheat. You're only making matzah. So the din to watch it, b'shash cutting the zecher only a shmir de galochem, that water should not fall on it. So that's enough, even though the goyim are cutting down the wheat, but as long as a mashkiach is there, and the mashkiach is watching and no water comes upon the wheat, that's okay, that's good. Like the Moshe, it's interesting, is this you said is a machlek, is really Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam learns, it's interesting, that by matzah, he learns that if you have egg matzah, you could be yotze mitzvah matzah. That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam with May Peres, you could be yotze mitzvah matzah. Just matzah ashiri, not yotze, that's if you have wine or shemen udvash. Let's say you only have egg matzah. Just May Peres, just eggs alone or apple juice. In the matzah, the Rambam Shita, you could be mekayim mitzvah matzah. The Ramban asked the Kasha, how could you mekayim the mitzvah matzah? You can't be mekayim mitzvah shmira. We said the pasuk says no shmatim as the matzahs. You can only be mekayim the mitzvah matzah if there's an inyan shmira to watch it doesn't become chometz. See, if you have water in the flour, so water and flour together becomes chometz. So when you make this, you have to watch it shouldn't become chometz. You can be mekayim the mitzvah shmatim as the matzahs. Mashenken, if you only have made peres apple juice and flour doesn't come with a chometz. So there's no inyan to watch it. So how could you be mekayim the mitzvah matzah with apple juice? There's no inyan or shmir of watching the mitzvah, watching the matzah. That's the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. So the Chazanish wants in. So the pshat from the Rambam is there's also a mitzvah shmirah. The shmir is b'shashi making this apple juice and water or egg matzah. You have to watch it that other water shouldn't fall into the matzah. You can also watch it. Sure, you don't have to watch this dough right now. This dough only has flour and apple juice, won't come with day chametz. But you have to watch it that other water won't come into this. So that's also called a type of a shmira. That's the way the Rambam learns. So therefore, even though you have mamash egg matzah, according to the Rambam, you could use it for the Pesach by night, for the Seder by night. Lalocha, we don't hold it, the Rambam. Now, called part of the Machloekis is, what's the din shmira? According to the Rambam, the whole din shmira is just to watch it, that other water shouldn't fall here. But it's not sinner the maisa siya, you're doing something, making it lishmo. According to the Ramban, we're saying that's what we hold lalocha, the inyan of shmira is to make something lishmo. You have to make the dough now, and while you're making the dough, there has to be such a dough that this dough could come with the chimitz. So while you're making it, you have to make it lishmo, it's not come with the chimitz. Why am I doing it? The Shein Mitzvah's Matzah. So Ramban says, you only Yotze with Matzah that could come with the Chimitz, and the Mitzvah is, B'shash, you make it, make it the Shema, it shouldn't come with the Chimitz. But the Rambam is not like that. Really, it's a Sefri like that. There's a Sefri Dashin, the famous Rosh, Rashi Mizan HaChumash in his posse, who Shemartim et HaMatzah, it's a Sefri Dashin, Al Tikri Matzah Yisrael HaMitzvahs. There's an Indian to watch all the Mitzvahs. Any Mitzvah you do, watch yourself, be careful you do the Mitzvah the right way. So Shalom, what does that Rosh have to do with here? The way the Ramban learned, it's a mitzvah to make the matzah lishmo. What is that going to do? It's time watching yourself doing all mitzvahs. But the way the Rambam learned is very good. The Indian of Shemartim et HaMatzah is an Indian to Bashash, you doing this mitzvah matzah, just watch it. Be careful there that other water shouldn't fall into become chametz. So it's just as the Hebrew, it's telling when you're doing this mitzvah now, watch it, be careful how you're doing the mitzvah. So you can learn now to all mitzvahs like that. Any mitzvah you do, there's an Indian to watch the mitzvah, make sure you do it the right way. That's the Sefrit Rosh, Shemartim et HaMatzah means mitzvahs. Watch any mitzvah you do, make sure you do it, kill chosay. Because that's the din of here also. It's not an inyan of making it l'shmo according to the Rambam, it's just to watch it that other water shouldn't fall in here. Right. But the our minig is though, that B'shas Lish itself, we're marked that it's called an asiyah l'shmo, and you daf need a Yisroel to do it, and you have to say, you make it l'shem mitzvah matzah, but that's only B'shas you have the dough when the water goes into the flour, because that's called you making a matzah. But Avada before that we have a Shmir, B'shas Ksira, that's only a Zahiristik Alocha. That as long as a Mashkiach is there watching, that no water falls upon the wheat, that's enough. But then you don't need a Yisrael to cut down the wheat, because it's not Ksira, not see over there. Yeah. Right. Merhu Arva, there was a boat, a ship. The Chita, a ship full of wheat. The Tova, it sunk, the ship sunk. Kitza, the wheat got wet. Is the Chishta on the place Chishta? Is Shari Ravel is Vulunachim. Then they hank, they picked the ship up and got it on shore and got all the wheat also. Wet wheat. So now what they do with it? It's for the Chash of Chametz. So Ravel was mad to them to sell it to Lachim. It was before Pesach, but he said, don't sell it to Yisroel because we're afraid they'll leave it over and use it for Pesach and it's Chametz thick wheat. So he's mad to them to sell it to a guy. So the more Ace for Rabbi Valavoy and Ravel. So Rabbi Valavoy has to cash to Ravel. How could you sell this wheat? That has a chash chametz on it before Pesach to a goy. Why aren't we afraid that maybe the goy will sell it back to a Yisrael? Like we have a locha, beged shavut by klayim. Somebody has a suit, and in the suit he got klayim. He had a wool suit, and a piece of flax got lost inside, and he doesn't know where the flax is there. So Lamai said this suit now is klayim. It was arayza the din is arayza loyim achren lanochri. You're not allowed to sell this suit to a goy. Why? Because we're afraid, since you can't tell it has klayim, maybe the goy will sell it back to a Yisroel, and a Yisroel will eat klayim. V'lo yaseh boi madas techamor. You can't make it for saddle to ride on your chamor. Rashi says, because we're afraid, maybe you'll get a patch, you'll get a hole in your pants, and you'll take off a piece from there and make it on the patch, and you'll come to wear it. So you'll be having hanof from klayim, so you shouldn't make it the madas techamor. Avoloi senoi soi tachrich in the mace. But you're allowed to use this beged for tachrich and for mace. Because the mace is a lot of weird climbing. And once you put it on the mace, nobody else could use it because the begodim of the mace becomes also by no. Like Rashi says, I've lost nice of tachrich in the mace, then may have some su loy shokel. Once you put it on the mace, nobody can take away his tachrichim. The big day ha mace asur by no. The clothing you put on the mace becomes also by no. O mace, how could the mace himself wear climbing? Ain't mitzvahs negus boy. When you're dead already, you don't have a chiyah to do mitzvahs. You'll see if the pasuk says, be mace him choshi. Kivin shemeis odam nashi choshim in a mitzvah. As soon as a person is mace, he's put them in a mitzvah. He's allowed, you're allowed to put on him then a beggar that has klayim on it. But I call upon him, the Gemara says, now, lenochri maitai maloi. How come you're not allowed to sell this beggar to a goy? What's wrong selling it to a goy? Lav mishum, aren't we afraid?
Tohode Mas Vil Yisrael. We're afraid maybe this guy will go and sell it back to Yisrael. So here also the same thing. How could you sell this wheat now, these tons of wheat that has a chashash chametz on it before Pesach? How could you sell to a guy? Why aren't you afraid maybe the guy will go and sell it back to Yisrael? Now, the Gemara Nechnami, Hode Rama Rava, then Rava sell a little different psak. Lizavino Kaba Kaba Yisrael Nechnami. The eighth, you should not sell this whole ton of wheat to a guy, but rather sell small portions of it to Yisrael. Ki heicha de kal yakam epischa. Where it's sell to 100 different yidin a pound of the wheat. That's all. Kadeh that each yid will finish the wheat before Pesach. So it won't come to any chash of chametz. Drashi kaba kaba. Kavla zeva kavla zeva loy harba li shechud. Don't have to sell a lot to one person. Kadeh those lichas finish it up before Pesach. To sell a lot to one person, or even to a guy, is also a gzeira. Maybe he'll come back to a yid that will eat it on Pesach. So the best day is to sell small amounts to a lot of people. That let's say it's a week before Pesach. That for sure in this week they'll finish it up before Pesach. Tana Rabbanim, ein moilulin es takedera bePesach. You can't moilulin. That means Rashi bekemach. Moilulin use if you have like the pavshul, you want to make it a little thicker. So how do you make like a soup thicker? You add some flour into the soup that makes the texture a little bit thicker. So on Pesach that you should do that. Ein moilin es takedera Pesach. Rashi, ein moilin bekemach with flour. Kori melila kishenayst in kemach l'tashu. When you put the flour into a tashu to make it thicker, that you should do on Pesach. V'aroitzer sheyimul. Somebody dafka wants to make his soup a little thicker. Noisin es takemach. You could put flour. V'yachakach noisin es chaymitz. But right away put vinegar there. Vinegar is very strong, and if it burns up the flour, it won't let it become chametz. The Yeshurim, some say, af noisin es chametz, you could even first put the chametz into the soup, v'yachakach noisin es kemach, and then after that, you're allowed to put the flour into it, a big yichidish. Even though the vinegar is mixed into the soup, still when you put the flour in, the vinegar like burns up the flour, it won't let it become chametz. So the Morman Yeshurim, who's this Yeshurim that says, even in the pot, you're allowed to put the flour into the vinegar. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Yehudi. Goes according to Rav Yehudi Shita. The Tanaim we learned like this. Ho ilfis, that's a frying pan. The akdera pot. She'aviran miroischin. It is on Shabbos. If you took it off the fire on Shabbos, so it's called a kli rishon. A kli rishon means this was a pot that was cooking on the fire. So when you take it off the fire, it's still called a kli rishon. You're not allowed to cook in it. Is loyita l'tech le'tavlin. You're not allowed to put spices into the pot right now because you're cooking on Shabbos. Avonois l'tech akara. The answer is pour it out of the pot into a plate, which becomes a klisheni. And in a klisheni, then there's no bishul. Then you're allowed to put the spices into a klisheni. Or l'tech atamchui. Or else pour it out into another bigger plate, and in the bigger plate, then you can pour the tavlin into it. We have Yehudu. One of Yehudu says la kerhu noisin. So here it's a chiddush. Poshe l'kol nois the Gemara and Shabbos and Mashma, Reb Yudol's even the kli rishon it's mutter. The spice says the kli rishon doesn't cook. Seol's l'kol hu noisin. You can put any spice even to a kli rishon chutz midav sheish by chaymes v'tzir. Unless in that pot there's chaymes, there's vinegar and tzir for something very strong. If out it's very strong, the chaymes v'tzir that burns up the spices that like cook the spices. So Rashi here learns not that. Rashi learns here Reb Yudol is talking about a kli sheni. That we say you're allowed to cook in a kli sheni, he owes anything you could cook in a kli sheni, only if the kli sheni has chaymetz, has vinegar inside it, you're not allowed to cook inside it. As even though it's a kli sheni, that means you had the pot that was on the oven, you took on the top of the stove, you took the pot off, spilled off the soup into a plate. Now this plate is called a kli sheni. So you're allowed to put spices into the soup now. A kli sheni is not mavashal. There are certain cases when a kli sheni is mavashal, we're not going to go into this vishal now. There are certain things, kalei avisha, that cook very easily, like matzo, bread, you shouldn't put into a klisheni sometimes. But I call for them here, a klisheni for tavlin. It's not mavasho, the tavlin, but I call Rabbi Yossi also, but if in the klisheni there's chaymet, there's vinegar, that's very strong, that will make that even the tavlin will get cooked up. So what do you see here? That even though the vinegar is not the only thing in the klisheni, you have the soup in the klisheni. Just you have vinegar there also. You see, even though the vinegar is mixed into other liquids, but vinegar is still very strong. So when you put the tavlin inside it right now, the tavlin will burn up, the tavlin will be burnt, will be cooked from the chaymetz.
Here also, if you want to throw the flour into this tamshum, as long as there's vinegar in there, even though the vinegar is mixed up with the other food, the vinegar still has the strength to it, so when you throw the flour into it, the vinegar like burns up the flour right away, it won't let it become chametz. So according to Rabbi Yossi, this will be mutter. So the more of a nukma to Rabbi Yossi, why don't we that sound like a different Rabbi Yossi? Like Rabbi Yossi, another man, but this man, we learned like this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Shoyrin v'chaymetz, v'chaymetz tzaintzon. You're allowed to soak it into vinegar, and vinegar is chaymetz, it. Vinegar makes it very strong, it won't come with dechimutz. So, Churab Yosti means here, by on Pesach, that you're allowed to soak your wheat in vinegar. You see clearly also, vinegar is chaymetz, vinegar like burns up the wheat, it won't come dechimutz. Now the Gemara, ki yashmin and leather Rabbi Yossi, when do we hear this chiddush from Rabbi Yossi? Only when the vinegar is by itself. It says clearly you can put the kemach into the vinegar. But we're talking about we have the vinegar mixed into other tarshum. The vinegar is mixed up with the soup. How do we know even then it's mutter? That's the bigger chiddush. So that you only have a raya from Rabbi Yossi. That you only have a raya from Yehudi's halacha. That even though the vinegar is mixed up with the other food, still the vinegar has the strength to it. That he's talking about putting tavlin, putting spices into his food down, there'll be an issur bishul. And then within by Yosef Pesach, you would be allowed to put the flour into this food that has vinegar, because vinegar burns up the flour. Oh, but Allah, we don't hold like this. We hold both cases are osur. And on Pesach, you don't put no flour into any of your foods on Pesach. Mishum lech lecha minu nazir eschar schar, lekarmel atikrit. It's like a mushroom, like in a zira, a nazir. Someone that's not supposed to drink wine or eat the grapes, we tell him don't even walk near the vineyard. Don't even get the temptation to take the grapes. We tell you, be machmir, don't come near the grapes. It's here also, as the chumra is here, so Pesach, don't get used to putting any type of flour into your tavshum. Because you have to be afraid, maybe you will come with echimutz. And that's the lacha, we don't put no flour into our foods on Pesach. Only type we use is, like we had before, if you have matzah that was once baked, once it was baked, it can't come with the chimitz anymore. So what we do is we grind up the matzah and you get matzah meal. You get flour that way. But take pure flour, we don't put into our foods on Pesach. Rav Papi Sharolei Leburdiki Devei Reshkalusa. He was matzah, the burdiki, that's the baker, Rashi says. He was matzah that the Reshkalusa is baker. Lemimche Kedera Bechtisa. He was matzah on Pesach when he had a type of a food that he wanted to serve. He wanted to make a little bit sicker. He was matin to put chasisa. What's chasisa? So Rashi learns chasisa is kimcha diavshunim. It's mamish flour, but not regular flour. Diavshunim means that the wheat was roasted first. You had the wheat roasted in the oven first, and then you ground it up, made it into flour. So that type of a flour he was matrim to use on Pesach. Toysa says that can be pshat. So he says, the bottom Toysa is, here's the kutch is kimcha diavshunim, the kosher, to liel asrinim. Before we said it's also, we have to be afraid, maybe you didn't bake it so well in the oven, you didn't roast the wheat so well, that maybe later when you cook it, it's also we have before. So how could he be matzah here? For let command the pollen. Before we said it, we just roasted the wheat in the oven, you're not allowed to use that wheat, that flour, and cook with it. So near Lurie, therefore, Toys learns, can appear as biorich, the chasisi kemach shel adoshim. It means flour made from lentils. The endarkim lovu de chimutz kokach. The flour doesn't come with the chimutz. Therefore, the flour of lentils, which doesn't come with the chumus, that he was matim to use. Omar Rabbi says, Ika de shari ki hai milsa, beduchtu de shrichi avdi. So, Rabbi didn't like the set, he said in the mokim like Resh Kalusa. He had his burdiki, but it wasn't a big tzaddik. But he was tam and eved there, a worker there. And the goyish workers, so you have to be afraid, when you let the goyish workers play around with flour, maybe they'll come to make real chumus there. So you shouldn't let this happen. Some say, no, just the opposite. Rav Gufa Mochale Kidra Bechtisa. Some say Rav himself, Gufa, used this type of a flour, and he did thicken his tashos with this type of a flour. So the Beitaisis learned is good. It wasn't real flour, wheat flour. Havad, the wheat flour, you have to be afraid, maybe comes the chimetz. He only used lentils, which is only kidneys. So the locha, we don't use adoshim, that Ashkenazim amachman, not kidneys. But Mikir Adin, at Gemara, time of the Gemara yet, kidneys was mutter, so this adoshim is mutter because it doesn't come with echimuts. So the Mishnah. Ein noisten kemach l'teich haroises.
on Pesach you're not allowed to put flour into charoistis. Rashi says v'yesh b'chomitz. It doesn't mean the real charoist we have. It's a type of a dish that has vinegar there. Rashi says v'yosel litzvah by boser. The type of a dish you use to dip your meat into. Or regilim losses by kemach. They used to put some flour into this a dish. V'chol davar shemako es taimoi. Anything that comes a little tingy, a little strong like, the kemach liachas man machmitz umakor etatam.
Flour is also good. Because when you put flour into this dish like, the flour after a while becomes chametz. It comes yeast, or dough, chametz. And chametz also gives off a tingy taste. So therefore, if you want to make this a tasty thing, so you used to put flour into it. So this you should do on Pesach, because you have to be afraid it'll come with the chametz. Oil techa chardol. Rosh, you can't put wheat into mustard. The same thing, you have to be afraid it may become with the chametz. V'yemnosen, if you put your wheat, the flour, into the mustard or into the charsis, is... You should eat it right away. Don't let it stay too long. Maybe come with a chametz. The answer is eat it right away. Rabbi Meir Oyser. Meir says, no, you can't eat it. You have to be afraid it becomes chametz right away. You have to burn it.
Yeah.
The korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook. Loi b'mashkin, not with water. Loi b'mei peres. You can't cook it in mei peres and apple juice, any type of juices. Why? Because the locher is, Pesach has to be tzli, has to be roasted. Avosochin. But the shas you're roasting it, you're allowed to shmir on the top of it, may peris. After you roasted the korban pesach, now when you come to eat the korban pesach, you're allowed to dip the meat into the juices, into may peris' mutter. May tashmisho shenachtem. The nachtem, the baker, when he makes his matzah, he has water there that he washes off his hands, keseda, when he's making the matzah, is yishofchu. You should spill it out right away. Because that water has like flour inside it, some of the matzah, and you're afraid that water becomes chametz, so you have to spill it out, not to have anor, not to have chametz in your rishus on Pesach. Rashi mitash mishu shamachtem shemitzanim b'yodav. He cools off his hands there. V'shoshu oirech u'makate v'samatzi yishavchu. It's the water they use. V'shas he's kneading out the rolling out the matzah. He wants to wash off his hands, keep his hands cool, so he puts it into cold water. That water you have to spill out often because you shouldn't let it stay too long. It shouldn't come with a chametz. Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says. Machlekes Techachardol. That's what the Mishnah says, the Shalak, not to put the Kemach into the Chereis of Techachardol. So then we had a Machlekes. Now the Tanakam says, eat it right away if you did it. And the Meir says, no, it's also you can't eat it anymore. So Chizda Rav Kana learns, the Machlekes, if you put the flour into the mustard. Avotech Chereis, if you put it into this dish of the Chereis, Divri Haki Yisarf Miyad. Everybody holds, if you put the flour into it, it becomes Osir, and you have to burn it right away. You can't eat it. Rashi Machlekes, the Shorele Tanakam, Leuchlan. The Tanakam says, you're allowed to eat it. Miyad, eat right away, fast. But also take a chad, so you put the flour into the mustard. Lefi shuchosik, mustard is very strong. V'yemanicha ma'al hachmiz, doesn't let it become chametz too fast. But the other way, you put it into the scharoisis, that's also everybody else, you have to burn it right away. But matani nam yochi, I have a riot of kan also. A noistin kemlech take a charoisis. You can't put the flour into this dish to charoisis. V'yemnosin, if you did put flour into it, you serve miyad, you have to burn it right away, like Rav Kana says. Let's say you put the flour into the mustard dish. We have meyer wine yisarif miyad. The chomer moimim though yoichem miyad. It doesn't become chomer. You're allowed to eat it right away. So it's a raya clearly to Rav Kana. That the machlekes is only terech achardul, but terech acharois. Everybody, the machlekes is only terech acharoisus. The machlekes is about terech achardul, but terech acharois. Everybody holds you have to burn it right away. So we have a raya to Rav Kana. Omer Rav Huna, bread of Yehuda. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Halacha kedivri chachomim. We pass them at the chachomim, that b'terech hachardol, you're allowed to eat it. Chamarim yoichim yan. If you put the flour into mustard, you're allowed to eat it. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Rav Huna, bread of Yehuda. Acharoisis komar, are you going on charoisis? That what? Acharoisis komar mar?